England must be the most divine pearl of all the oceans, the most glorious and potent ram among the sheepish herd. And for what shall England be known, my lord? I want the finest German tapestries and five Egyptian cats, Turkish carpets used as tablecloths and foppish Flemish hats, Swedish butter churns for peasants, Norman jewels on my throne. For this England will be famous, for this England shall be known. I want Sicilian columns and pilasters, coffered ceilings as in Rome, here Palladian arch windows, there a model Grecian home, Raphael's tabernacle windows, and a Brunelleschi dome. For these England will be famous, for these England shall be known, for these England shall be famous, for these England will be known. We must excel in music and dance. We'll have Bass dancers from Burgundy, all mains from far off Germany, Canarios from the Canary Islands. Our dance and music won't be beat, for these we shall be known, for these England shall be known. Well, that should quite do it, Your Highness. We'll have plenty to work on as we get the palace ready and... Yes, Your Highness. Cuisine! Cook! We'll take South American potatoes and we'll cut them into chips. Then in tubs of Norway whale oil, we'll fry them till they're fit to feed a king. Serve them with Spanish fish fillets that lack a single bone. Fish on potatoes, chopped into little chips. Fish on chips. Fish and chips! Fish and chips. England will never have these fish and chips, for this we won't be known. Fish for England might as well be known for our bugs even. Right, hey, come see our crickets. Cricket? England known for cricket? No. Our Beatles. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Beatles from England. Oh. Lastly, we must flourish in the world of literature. Since we now have a printing press from Germany, quiet. We must be known from Greenland to the furthest Africa for our scholarly and poetic works. Ministers, I will hear your ideas now. All sea journey about a wailing sailor? No. Or a troubled Danish king? No. A troubled Danish prince? I guess it was not to be. A very shrewd detective? No. Or a quest to find a ring? A quest to find a ring? No. One about a teenaged wizard schoolboy whose parents he has never known. A schoolboy? How dull. Might as well write about a blacksmith. Or a potter. Oh, no, a potter with long hair and a big beard. There we go. A Harry Potter. Harry Potter's not for England. Fish and chips are not for England. The Beatles not for England. For these we will not be known.